Josh Bixler joining us in studio from Flight
Test.
Good morning, Josh.
How are you? Good morning. Great to see you guys. Yeah. I missed you.
Yeah, it's always good to come back and see old friends and you know.
Yeah.
Well, you're not too far away either. You're camping, you know, right next to us.
So Oh, yeah. Right. Sorry about that.
No.
Well, this is a highlight. And I'll tell you what, with their venture, it really is about kind of reconnecting with friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The planes are a really good plus, too. Really good plus.
That's what Paul used to say. You know, I'm going to screw up the phrase and I'll get, you know, corrected, I'm sure. But it's about the people, really, is essentially what he said. So yeah.
With our events, we always have a saying, bring the people you love and the planes you don't, because there is carnage. And,
you know, I've seen some videos of exactly that. So I think I need my goodness. Yeah.
Exactly. Between the giant, I was watching a bunch of your videos recently, as I often do, on Flight Fest and whatnot, but the very large plane that you built at Flight Fest with Peter and what, that thing was insane.
Yeah. And that was built with kids.
Yes.
And that's one of the best things about that. So, you know, getting to see where we bring a bunch of pieces in and we're saying, okay, who wants to build a, you know, big airplane in 2 days and then destroy it the following day? You get a lot of hands. You get a lot of people showing up. So we had a great mix of that. And
you can always tell when I'm building my flight test aircraft, do I intend on, you know, flying it carefully or not? Because do I paint it?
There it is. That is the thing. And you know what's funny? A lot of my team members and stuff, they'll see me build an airplane and they see the twinkle and they're like, Bixler, paint it. I'm like, why? Like, we know what you're going to do with it.
We know you're going to wreck it.
You paint it before that episode shoot. So, yeah.
Nice. Speaking of painting it, the B-17. What a gorgeous plane you guys built, and what a heck of a paint job.
That is
amazing.
Probably one of the neatest memories I have. Flight Test has been around for 12 years. And to go 12 years and to finally say, you know, when we hit the 2 million subscriber, we're going to build a 20-foot B-17. And our community always delivers. Mm-hmm. They're always like, okay. And then all of a sudden we hit 2 million subscribers, and we're like, we got to build a 20-foot B-17.
Oh, crap. Yeah, then, now we got to make good.
And the following meeting, that's where you want to be a fly on the wall, because it's like, hey, guys, so we made a promise. And like, no, Bixler, you made a promise. And it's like, so we got to do this thing. And thank goodness it started around the beginning of the year, but what a great six-month project. And It's a touch point from so many people in our community. We don't just dream up these things and do them in an isolated vacuum. We have our community come out, and it's always the same story. We say, we're going to do this thing, and we need help here. Next thing you know, in the case of the paint job, Travis raises his hand. He's like, by the way, I paint bikes for Evel Knievel's museum. And I kind of know my way around an airbrush. And I'm like, what are you doing for the next weekend? and the gentleman drives down. We eat lots of pizza, don't sleep at all. Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, Bomb Boogie is born, which, you know, celebrates an amazing story that you'll never hear.
Such a cool tribute that you guys, you know, selected an actual plane and then went with that.
I got misty. The gentleman, Adam Drain, his brother, I believe his name is Kevin, we got to have them see it in real life, and they were the ones that supplied us with the pictures. Wow. I mean, to have them signing right where their grandfather sat in that airplane, and to have 99 missions from Bomb Boogie, and his grandfather was in 44 of them. You just don't hear about those stories. I mean, can you imagine how many times you had to re-enlist to get that many flights?
So amazing.
And then to hear his story from the grandson's perspective, knowing that the grandfather passed that down, and we get to keep that celebration going. And that plane is just, you get around it, and it's the same kind of tingly feeling that you get when you see these beautiful warbirds.
It's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely gorgeous. You know,
the step between Bomb Boogie and the Baylor's bomber.
Yeah.
It's the next size down.
You know,
it's the next size down and slightly
small,
different
medium, and large. So.
You know, we're getting there, though. We're getting there. And here's the thing. If people don't know what Flight Test is about, we like planes, we love people, and we want to get people to fall in love with flight, and we want to equip them to do that economically. And the way we do it was with common everyday materials. But we also want to push the limits. So we'll be there at the beginning of the relationship and say, hey, listen, do you want to learn how to fly? Do you want to see that you can build something that can take flight very economically with common materials you'd find at a dollar store? You know, we want to help you do that. And as time goes on, these challenges like the 34-foot foam airplane built with kids or the 20-foot B-17, we want to show that that doesn't stop. That journey of learning does not stop. And our goal at the end of the day is, as far as they want to go in the flight world, we want to help take them there. And if it's not by us, it's by great partners that we partner with. And I made a statement, I'm sure it scared a lot of people. It's like, you know, the next step, what is it? We've already done a 34-foot airplane. Like, we're not going to just, let's make a 50, let's make a 60. No, we want to design something to help people take flight. And that's that's where this location is so inspirational. You can go down to the ultralight line, and you can see ingenuity on a minimalistic level. Then you go the other direction, you see these composite planes that sip 5 gallons of gas per hour but do 170 knots.
Yeah.
Wow. It's a humbling. Crazy place. Yeah.
So speaking of the tech, I'm going to stay on Bomb Boogie for a minute.
Yeah.
You know, you talk about all the simple materials that you use, you know, and try to make it accessible. Mm-hmm. That's the core of what Bomb Boogie is in all of your craft. But then there's all the extra tech that went into this build.
It was our most complicated
it was insane.
Project to date. Yeah.
So what, you know, where did that start?
Okay.
And how did you go about designing, you know, an aircraft that's going to give off smoke effects and all of these other things that, you know, general builders aren't going to do, but some may grasp onto that and try to take it in.
So, and the neat thing is it starts with the vision, not the actual plane. So the vision was, when we get with people, we want to give them an experience that inspires, an experience that gives them a memory that they can then share. That's good for the company, it's good for flight, it's good for everything.
Sure.
With the B-17, we didn't want to just fly, because we see a lot of beautiful warbirds flying around. We wanted somebody to be able to get in the cockpit and experience what it was like to move a turret around and shoot at another airplane and have that plane shooting back. Well, you can't do that in the real world, but you can do it through laser tag and through sensors and through diodes and stuff like that. So what we had is we had Bomb Boogie. That was the first challenge. But during that time in parallel, we were designing 3D printed turrets that were fully controlled separated with joysticks. And so that way we could take different people and we could set them down. There was a feed monitor. There was a camera in the actual turret that gave them perspective of what it'd be like to be in that position. And they could move that around independently from the airplane. From that point on, we partnered with a great company and a great gentleman named Mateo, who made a aerial laser tag combat unit. And he knew that we wanted to have a special effects, so he designed a special effects board for us. And that was where we were able to have the individual control. And from that point, we didn't want to blow up a plane. We already blew up a 20-foot or a 12-foot B-17 with an Apple cannon. And by the way, that plane deserves its name. 5 holes through that airplane, and she kept flying until I landed it. And then the whole tail just goes, you know, to the side.
And not little holes either. You're shooting apples at a 17-foot plane. That's a sizable hole.
300-mile-an-hour apples. And it was amazing. I mean, what a testimony to that design. It looked like a choo-choo train going through the air. But at the end of the day, the special effects boards would talk, and as we would be behind it and we'd hit a target, one engine would smoke, the next engine would smoke, the next engine would smoke. And that way we could repeat this experience. We box it all up, we go somewhere else, and then we can pull that experience out for other people. But it had so much tech in it.
So much. A little bit of struggles the first time around, but pulled it out. Like that has to be a little bit disheartening, but I mean, you know, you keep with it. And
yeah, it's a mental exercise. A lot of times we talk about with flight tests, we embrace the failures as well as the successes. We don't hide them from people. If I crash, which in this case I did with one of the attack planes, we show it. And if this if electronics don't work because maybe we got to plug something backwards, we show it. But we got to regroup it. We got to learn from it. And the next thing you know, the people in the turrets were my wife and my son's wife, who both worked for the company. They were savage.
We're out to get you, yes.
Holy cow. I've never seen... Well, okay, I've seen that side of my wife. She is vicious with a turret. She needs that in her life. I mean, talk about marriage therapy, you know?
Oh, so much so. Just... coming for you, Bixler. I was dying watching
that. The most adorable, I told her I want to get a shirt because she kept saying, pew, pew, pew.
Yes, and also that.
I'm sitting there flying. It's like, she is really accurate because my wings are rocking back and forth and she's hitting me again and again. And I'm like, she is so adorable and so violent. So, yeah, it was amazing. So, great experience, great journey. And I'm just so humbled that we have 2 million people that have hit that little button saying, I want to get more of your content. I want to hear more about what you're doing. But also now are doing that with their families.
Talking to Josh Bixler from Flight Test, give him a quick reminder, Josh, where can they find you for folks that haven't discovered your content yet?
So we have a tremendous amount of resources at flighttest.com. That's where you can hit pretty much everything. But also on YouTube is where we do our weekly content. And that's youtube.com/flighttest. Of course, we have to spell it wrong because who we are, FLITETEST. And then all of our social media handles. It's a really great way to be able to get in the hobby through our website, get entertained through our YouTube channel, and then all the resources from not only us but our community can be found in our forums and our article pages.
So you belong here, I would say.
Oh,
just
thank you.
You know, just think about the conversation we just had. You know, 300-mile-an-hour apples, B-17s, you know, failures and successes.
Amen.
That is Okay, maybe the apples is a little bit of a stretch, but that's what this place is built on. So.
Hey, there are flour bags being thrown from airplanes on tractors in the past, if I remember correctly.
I may have thrown flour bags out. Yes. And pumpkins. Yes. Mm-hmm. Pumpkins are fun.
We're just doing it with foam board. You guys did it in real life.
True story.
Yes. I used to be on a competition flight team, and we would do that. I had ski goggles and dangling outside the airplane.
Yeah. I lost a pair of glasses the first time I stuck my head up.
This is why we use the strap-on ski goggles. That's right. For this highly technical operation.
I learned the hard way. Never found those glasses. They're gone forever. Somewhere in a field out of Capitol Drive Airport outside Brookfield.
So. Those experience and memories are what shape you at a young age and even at an older age. They need to be found. We need to find a way to continue them and repeat them. And if current laws and abilities change, we just got to adapt and overcome because we need this in our life.
Right.
Absolutely. So you guys have a presence on the grounds this year, I hear.
We do, yeah.
Yes, can folks find you?
So we actually have a small store and a meetup area in the Fly Mart. And that's where we're set up. I think it's booth 744. And my wonderful wife that runs the other half of the company with the store, every time we meet up, she's like, you know, people ask, did we bring this, did we bring that? And she's like, we are bringing a store. And thank goodness we did. It has been a fun experience to share not only Flight Test, but just to be able to show them how they can get in this hobby incredibly economically with planes that are made here, God forbid I say, in the USA. So it's a really cool thing to educate people and to get a meetup. So, yeah, we'll be there, and then we'll also be putting on social media. We're going to be flying, I'm sure. We're going to be doing different meetups in different areas.
Awesome.
They do have the flights going on over at the
Pioneer Field,
right?
Yeah. Yep. So. Yeah, we're going to be bringing a lot of that, and we're going to be working with some teachers. I know STEM is a whole thing I'd love to unpack later, but we're going to be definitely just really busy and loving every minute of it.
Awesome. Josh Bixler from Flight Test joining us. Hope you come back later this week. We can talk about some STEM, some other topics.
I'm going to hang outside like a stray cat.
Sounds great.
Love you guys.
Up next, the Hal Bryan Show. This is the Morning Pre-Flight on EAA Radio.